get a better release. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. It would be so awesome. Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
And all the competing schools.
Keep it simple, that's the way to do it. That could be a new Rick Ocasek.
Hey. We discovered Tracy Chapman. Before she made big bucks.
She makes big bucks.
We could say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah, we could.
With simple words like aw shucks.
Aw, big shucks.
We would be really awesome.
We would be real awesome.
And we would really rule.
Yeah, we would really rule.
Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
In all the competing schools.
Can you do a bridge, Paul?
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go see.
One day we're gonna control Boston.
Yeah, right.
And we'll get calls from even Brookline too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth.
South Yarmouth on the Cape.
We're going to hear they might be giants too. Talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so wasted.
Cause no one can hear us at all.
It's too bad.
But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
And 6 feet tall.
Oh yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule.
Welcome. Wait, huh?
What?
What?
We good?
Not yet.
Uh-oh.
Hello?
Hello. Uh-oh, we got problems.
No, we don't.
No, we do not. It's On the Town with Mikey D on 91.5 WMFO. How you guys doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
Yeah!
Woo!
Still learning. We're learning crap.
We're learning together, everyone.
Other one. That one.
That's sorry.
The one.
Hi! Hello.
We're learning.
Oh, now I get a microphone. Hey, everyone. What's our names? Do we have names, or are we just disembodied voices?
Well...
What if that?
I still don't have a mic.
Well, oh boy.
I'm all the way over... You can use that one.
Sorry, we got some technical difficulties going
on.
Oh,
there we go. That's much better.
All right.
We're incredibly incompetent, if you haven't noticed.
But we sure are cute.
Yes. Well, welcome to On the Town with Mikey D. I am Phil.
I'm Lales.
And I'm Patrick.
Yes, it is a nice... It's a trio show with
that's right,
with Phil and Jukebox Zeros.
A here. Triumvirate,
a triage,
triage. Yes,
yeah.
We'll call it a triage.
No, I like triumvirate more.
Triumvirate.
Yeah, triage just makes me feel like I'm in the ER or something.
The triad of Boston local music.
Yeah. All right. Yes.
Maybe.
Well, speaking of Boston local music, we have 3 hours of it.
Oh, baby.
This evening.
Jam-packed.
Oh, dang darn.
Yes.
and I think, correct me if I'm wrong, I think we have a live performance happening
tonight
as well.
Yes, we do.
As always, on the town with Mikey D.
Speaking of hybrids, we have a hybrid band setting up in Studio D.
You Ooh. Don't say.
So we'll get a little bit more into that in a little bit. But
nice. A slow reveal.
Yes, a slow reveal. Let's have some If We Go It All. 91.5 WMFO.
Oh, possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Yes, you're listening to On the Town with Mikey D. Lils, what did we play?
After we came back from, I believe we let ourselves into the program with If We Go At All from All Sides. That was one of your picks.
Mm-hmm.
Following that, we had Rabbit Hole. That was Skipping Pages from their The Bright Side EP.
Oh, yeah.
After that, all the way from New Hampshire, Louse with their track Brave off of their Brave single. And just now, we heard The Saviors by The Negans from the Take It Like a Champ EP. And yes, it is a Walking Dead themed band.
Yes.
Exactly what it says on the tin.
And topical.
Oh, yes.
How topical. No, but suddenly there's somebody here on the other mic.
Yeah, I can't quite make out who that is.
Who is this guy?
An interloper.
Yes.
Interpolator.
Yes, yeah, so we have interloper Yuri here.
Hello. Land of MFO.
So what brings you here, Yuri?
I am here to promote a wonderful rock and roll extravaganza to all of the fine listeners of MFO across the nation.
We like extravaganzas.
Yeah. Top notch.
This is going to be an extravaganza among extravaganzas.
To end all extravaganzas?
For something, yeah.
An extravaganzical extravaganza, you say?
All of that. All of that.
Tell us more.
Okay. So I play in the band Mission Creep, mm-hmm. and I am sure that all of you are huge fans.
I first heard of the band actually when I was putting together the concert report.
Because, like I said, you're all huge fans.
Yeah.
And so I'm playing in Mission Creep. And
so Pat's done more homework than either of us, really.
Oh.
He's the top boy in the class.
I'm really not. I wait until the last minute to do it every week.
Yeah. So, Mission Creep, we are the pioneers of Adam Punk Go-Go Jazz, and we are playing on Monday, August 12th at the Lounge at Once in Somerville.
Yes.
Adam Punk Go-Go Jazz. That's quite a mouthful.
Yeah, well, hey, you know, it's... we're the pioneers of the genre.
How would you describe that sound?
I think he just did.
No, that's cheating.
Yeah,
that's
cheating.
I'm saying, well, you know, you could put on some tracks and, you know, and decide for yourself. But I also want to just point out that we are going to be, this bill is extra special because we are going to be playing with Rabbit Radio, which features Carla Kilstead and Matthias Bosi. They were both in Sleepy Time Gorilla Museum. And
ooh.
Carla's been in Fred Frith's Cosa Brava. And Tin Hat Trio, and Carla Bozalich, Book of Knots, all kinds of really,
Carla
really...
Carla Bozalich?
Yeah.
Really?
Quite a pedigree there.
Wow. Yeah, exactly. So that's Rabbit Radio. They're playing after us. And then the headlining act is Cheer Accident, and they are from Chicago, and they have just released their 20th record. I hope I got that right. I hope I got that right, Tim. And so,
20th.
But they're the 20th record. They're on tour now, and they're good friends of ours. They came to Boston, like, I don't know, 7 or 8 years
ago.
That's
impressive. How long have they been around?
A long time, buddy.
Wow.
A long time.
Well, 20th record for Guided by Voices, that's like 3 years.
Yeah, but like, they don't release records as often as they used to. Like, you could definitely churn out 20 records in, you know, 15 years back in the 70s.
Oh, definitely.
And the 70s was 15 years, right?
Yes, it was.
That's awesome, though. Yeah.
So yeah, I got this. Is, you know, if you're interested in, you know, artsy, jazzy, proggy, Adam Punk Go Go Jazz, this is the place you want to be on Monday night.
The Once Lounge. Nice.
That's correct.
Over in Somerville.
Yeah. In Somerville, yes.
Oh yes.
So that's what I'm here to promote, and I hope that all the listeners...
You have a bunch of flyers there.
I have flyers.
I wish we had a webcam in here. We would be shoving that flyer in the webcam's face.
They have a very scary-looking man on them.
Yeah, we got UFOs too, man.
So. Oh, wow.
Nice.
I didn't even notice the robots.
The robots?
We got scary men. We got robots. We got everything.
Yeah, you know, Storm Area 51, whatever, you know, floats your boat here.
You heard it here, folks. This is the concert to Storm Area 51, too.
You should have gone with that angle, Yuri. Oh, come on.
That was the secret angle, but, you know, now the cat's out of the bag.
So you're going to an event for for another event that is happening concurrently? Is that what's happening?
Pat, don't
wow, you're getting meta there, man.
I know.
I feel like you're trying to...
I shouldn't have pulled this thread. I'm sorry.
you're trying to dig too much into how the sausage is made, Pat.
I just have to know, soup to nuts, how the weenies are made. Very cool. And I'm sorry, what do you play in the group?
I play drums.
You're the drummer?
Yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah. And Will's is a drummer as well.
Yeah. All right. Yes. And
I'm a very, very bad drummer, which is why they don't let me behind a kit.
So, yes, and Mr. Tony Savarino, I noticed that I saw Tony Savarino's record here.
We will have some Tony Savarino a little later.
So I just wanted, Tony Savarino is in Mission Creep.
Okay.
For all of you paying attention.
He plays with a lot of people.
Tony plays with a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
But he is, what's important to know is that he's in Mission Creep as well. So
yes.
All you Tony fans, and I know there's a bunch of you out there.
Oh, yeah.
All you Tony heads. It's more like savvy heads.
That's the savvy heads. That's it.
Tony's really gonna kill us all for that. But oh man! All right, so we actually have a Mission Creep song ready.
The devil, you say.
My goodness!
Yes.
What?
So,
oh my goodness.
Heavens to Betsy.
So let's play some Mission Creep and then we'll come right back.
All right.
All righty. What track is this?
It's called Love's Gone Bad. on the Town with Mikey D. That was
Certainly some music.
Yes, from Savvy Tonarino.
That's what that was.
Savarino.
That was music.
Yes,
that was music.
I've been told a lot about this music, this whole music thing.
Yeah.
One way or another, intrigued. You cannot deny that was certainly music.
Oh, that's great.
But yes, we figured we'd stick some Tony in there with Mission Creep and Love's Gone Bad.
Well,
the pop song.
I just want to, since we're talking, you know, I don't want to detract from Tony's brilliance and artistry here, but a fun little trivia point here is that I wrote the liner notes to Savvy Toner.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, take a look.
Oh, there's your name right there.
That's right.
Why do you know?
Hey, Yuri, I don't know who to thank. Do you want to just like write some names in for me?
Dude, you put math in here. What the hell?
No, not quite, man. It's not exactly math. It's more like gematria. But anyway, okay. I don't want to give too much away here. Just buy the record.
Yeah, you gotta get the record.
Everything will be clear.
All right.
Or not.
What is this? Some kind of geometry bull goose? We don't curry favor to that.
No.
Bull goose.
Not in the slightest.
So I caught Joel out in the hall and he told me to ask you about Metal Chaos Orchestra?
Metal Chaos Ensemble. Wow. Joel, thank you for asking about Metal Chaos Ensemble.
He's Pat, but go ahead.
Well, Joel brought it up.
I'm just, you know. Yes. So, Metal Chaos Ensemble. So, I have a number of different bands with Mr. Peck, who plays in Mission Creep.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, Peck plays woodwinds in Mission Creep, and he and I have a band called Leap of Faith, and we also have a band called Metal Chaos Ensemble. And Metal Chaos Ensemble is me and him plus a cast of many. So the band expands and contracts depending
sort
on
sort of a rotating lineup?
Yeah, like that.
As ensembles are wont to do, sure.
and Peck
like,
has...
Sort of like Trusty Sidekick, who we have playing tonight.
Sure, yeah, exactly. I'm sure there's other
nice
you know, archetypes.
So, yeah.
And what we do is Peck has invested in a studio in his house where we live stream on YouTube every time we do it, and we bring Joel in to do the engineering.
Ooh,
and
to make it sound real good.
To make it sound real good.
Oh, yeah.
As he is wont to do.
And we just go.
And he really wants to do it.
Yeah. Nice. Oh, boy, does
and,
he.
And we just, and we play cosmic jazz and for, you know, for the people. So it's a fine project. Look up Metal Chaos Ensemble. You'll find us on the YouTubes and elsewhere.
Yeah,
it's
sounds like a lot of fun.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I want to join in.
But back to the task at hand.
We don't want to get too distracted around here.
Because only in a few days, 5 days,
it's all going to go down, man.
At the Once Lounge, man.
Go-Go Jazz at Once Lounge, baby. Mission Creep!
I feel like I was...
Mission Creep! Rabbit Rabbit Radio! And Cheer Accident! Once Lounge!
You went to a whole nother place there for a second.
Kids get it, just $5.
You can't see it in the studio. His eyes rolled back into his head.
And a
sleeveless denim vest just sort of came into existence directly over him.
Oh, yeah.
I love it, but I'm also terrified.
I know, I'm here for it. That was great.
But that's the magic of Yuri, especially since Yuri is here representing the show. So.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I could, you know, I have to make up for the other, you know, the people who couldn't be here tonight. I'm just kind of like ramping up the intensity.
You got to put on your monster truck voice.
Yeah, of course.
Sort of like mine? Yeah. My radio
yeah,
announcer
more like
voice?
This, man.
But Grandma always told me, just put on your monster truck voice. So.
I don't have a monster truck voice. I have a radio announcer voice.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, whatever. All right.
Did Pat's grandma ever tell you about that voice?
No.
Maybe she should have.
Yeah. No. Yeah. All right. So Once Lounge, August 12th, 5 days from now. Doors are at 7.
Yes.
Show is at 8.
Yes.
And it is, are you guys going on last or first?
Okay. First.
So it's Mission Creep, Rabbit Rabbit Radio, and Cheer Accident.
That is correct.
All right. Yeah, so how can people beg Mission Creep to play more?
Oh man, just by coming to the show and just, you know, showing the
come
showing
play
the,
my living room.
That's the first step. Just come to the show, and we might be persuaded to play longer than we have planned for.
There you go. All right, awesome. Yeehaw. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. All right, what do we have coming up?
Up next, going back into the music, we got Lowell Band for you. Here's Old Soul off of their album Koi from last year. This track is titled Anything But Lovely.
Nice. 91.5 WMFO.
little bit of Black Parade for you right there.
Woo!
Ooh.
You just heard, like, right, we just went back into the program with Worcester Song by Speaker for the Dead. Before that, Slide, a new thing from Beef. Out of Alston. And we just went into that block with Anything But Lovely by Old Soul from their album Koi.
Good stuff, good stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, that Beef Record. Beef. Sorry,
you got to really lean into those E's.
Beef.
Sorry, guys. Yeah, they just put out a new record, right? I think that was from the new record.
Yeah, just came out like
2 weeks ago.
Yeah, just came out a couple weeks ago.
Hot off the presses. Yeah, we're bringing
everybody's
the new stuff.
Talking about it.
Yeah, that's right.
And by everybody, I mean we're talking about it.
Oh, yeah. We are everybody.
Make no mistake.
Oh, yes. We are all of the people.
We bring the new jazz.
Well, that was more Yuri's thing. Sorry.
All right, sorry.
The new Jack Swing for the new millennium.
Yes. Good God, we need it. My body
new
is
Jax,
ready.
J-A-X Swing.
I want some Jacks.
I want some Apple Jacks.
Apple Jacks is nice.
Nice off-brand Cheetos.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
They're the Hydrox.
We're talking about
We're writing our shopping list for after the show.
Yeah, we're talking about food when we should be talking about music.
Music.
The food for the soul.
Yes. It definitely feeds our soul. And we can say that almost unironically. So what do we have coming up?
Here's we're going to enter into this next block with a song that you can play for your grandmother. Here's Jeff Palmer with I Like Murder Too.
There you go. 91.5 WMFO.